So you know some bugs like mosquitoes can transmit illnesses like the West Nile virus through a bite? Well, a bug with a cute nickname and a disgusting habit may be transmitting Chagas disease to Texans across the state. The insect is a bloodsucker known as the kissing bug, but it's not the bloodsucking that's making people sick.
The feces of the kissing bug are the ones that harbor the parasite.
That's Rosa Maldonado. She's a biology professor and researcher at the University of Texas, El Paso. And she says the cockroach-looking insects bite, do their business, and then humans unwittingly assist in the spread of the illness.
The ones that are the best for transmission of the disease are the ones that eat and defecate simultaneously. Why? Because when you scratch, you help the parasite to go through the gum and to the open skin and go into your body. And once the parasite enters your body, it's able to hijack any cell in your body.
This alien hijacking can affect your heart and gastrointestinal system. But many people go quite a while, even decades, without knowing that they have Chagas disease. That's probably because symptoms like body aches, fever, fatigue, diarrhea, loss of appetite, and vomiting mimic the symptoms of the flu. According to the Centers for Disease Control, those symptoms may only last a few weeks, but the disease stays in your system. Melissa Nolan Garcia is an epidemiologist at Baylor's College of Medicine in Houston, where she's investigating the spread of Chagas disease. And she says one of the basic challenges with Chagas disease is diagnosis.
Diagnosis is certainly very complicated right now in the United States and really in all of the endemic countries. The reason for that is that there's some chance there could be cross-reactivity with leishmaniasis, which is another similar parasitic disease. So we have to do at least two or more tests to verify that you truly are positive.
It was once commonly presumed that when a Texan was diagnosed with the disease, that the person likely contracted it while traveling in South or Central America. But researchers now recognize several factors, including global warming, have caused the disease to migrate to higher latitudes. One can contract it in Texas simply by spending a substantial amount of time outdoors in rural areas. University of Texas biologist and researcher Ian Etheridge is an avid outdoorsman who loves to camp and spend time with his dogs. And he had no idea that you could catch the disease while in Texas.
I have heard of Chagas disease, but I didn't know it was, I probably have a lot of misconceptions about it, but I always thought it was kind of tied to certain like areas and things like that.
But now that he does know, Etheridge says while he's not exactly scared of catching the disease, he's certainly going to be paying extra attention.
Usually, you pay attention to mosquitoes and horseflies because they hurt. But maybe I'll take a second look at the next thing that lands on me and gives me a little bite. Make sure I'm going to find out what a kissing bug looks like.
Which means doing a bit of online research before heading back into the wilds. Reporting from Austin, I'm Hadi Mawagdi for the Texas Standard.